Debate begins on the National Identification and Registration Bill, and parliamentarians pay tribute to the late Lady Cook. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Debate on the National Identification and Registration Bill got underway in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The legislation paves the way for the Registrar General's Department, the RGD, to be transformed into the National Identification and Registration Authority. Among other things, the bill will facilitate the establishment and regulation of a system for the registration, verification, and authentication of the identity of citizens and other persons residing in Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who opened the debate on the bill, said the establishment of the National Identification System, NIDS, will have a positive, transformational effect on Jamaica.
It will support the ease of doing business in Jamaica by impacting positively on security-related programs while promoting financial and social inclusion, as well as compliance with our tax laws.
To be rolled out in 2018, NIDS will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of all citizens. Mr. Holness adds that a national identification system will better the lives of the Jamaican people.
And it is for this reason that this administration has made the implementation of the NIDS a national priority. I ask this House to give consideration to the bill and to expeditiously pass this bill for the benefit of the Jamaican people.
Debate on the bill is to continue in the lower house. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives on Tuesday paid tribute to the late Lady Ivy Cook, widow of former Governor General Sir Howard Cook. Lady Cook passed away on June 5. She was 100 years old. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said Lady Cook lived a long life, distinguished by service to the nation, the field of education, and to her family.
As a former Minister of Education, I must especially salute Lady Cook. Her contribution to the sector cannot be overstated.
Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Peter Phillips, said Lady Cook was a teacher by vocation and a humanist by disposition, noting that she lived an exemplary life. Tributes were also paid by former Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Member of Parliament for Central Kingston, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, and Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang. And the Ministry of National Security and the Security Forces are actively devising strategies to address the increase in the levels of crime affecting the island over the last few weeks. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says there has been an increase in police operations island-wide, but more so in the parishes of Hanover and Clarendon.
The security forces will be strategically increasing their presence in the public space. There will be roadblocks, curfews, cordon and search.
Mr. Montague was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In terms of legislation, Mr. Montague said the government is far advanced with amendments to the Firearm Act, which when enacted, is expected to reap benefits. He also urged the quick passage of the Special Measures Act currently before the Joint Parliamentary Committee to enable the police to clear, hold and build specific communities that are of interest. Consequent to this act, he said, will be amendments to the anti-gang legislation, which will allow the police to apply to the courts and designate criminal organizations, seek control orders from members of these organizations, and make it an offense to hold membership in a gang. The minister says the Bail Act will also be amended, as there are too many incidents being perpetrated by persons on bail.
As we implement our programs and strategies, we acknowledge that there will be challenges, but we will not be daunted. Let it be known that we will win this fight. We will not back down. We are redoubling our efforts and pressing on.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.